people who are helping others in this country who find themselves in a really desperate position at this time. One of them is Mara Glennie. And Mara, you may have encountered her in some of our previous interactions on the show here, where we speak about the kind of help that and outreach that her organization, the Tears Foundation, has done in the community. And she continues to do that. She works primarily with people who have found themselves in abusive situations and require rescuing from those situations. But during the COVID-19 outbreak, she's also turned her attention to communities that don't have food. And she and various other organizations and associates together with her have been distributing food to a number of hungry people. But sadly, there was a disruption in their activities over the last week or so. And Mara joins me on the line now to tell me more about this. Mara, good evening to you. Thank you for being with
us. Hello, good evening.
So Mara, tell me about the outreach work you were doing in terms of supplying food to people in the community in which you were working.
Well, because I'm an activist and I believe that every human has got the right to life, people have turned to us for food. So essentially, you're correct. We normally help people escape from abusive relationships and go to healing. But part of escaping is that you need to find a safe place to stay. So some of the organizations that we've been working with have been providing fresh food in the form of sandwiches or hot meals. And I was very distressed in the course of the week to find out that more than one of them had been shut down. The one which I brought to your attention was the Cradle of Hope. They feed 1,000 adults and children a day, and they're no longer allowed to give out peanut butter sandwiches. So that was very distressing.
On what grounds were they stopped from doing this, Mara?
That it's against the law of the lockdown to have prepared food. So they can still do food parcels. But if you're a little kid of six, what actually are you going to do with a food parcel that might have sardines and rice in it? So for me, it was absolutely heartbreaking because this is an organization that houses many people off the street who have no place to go. They have two units, one for women who've been raped and abused with their children. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, I read on their Facebook, they've had two births of women in that place and men. And they're being stopped feeding the people that need food. And it's extremely distressing.
So I fully understand that the Department of Social Development is also trying to take precautions during this time, prevent the spread of coronavirus and so forth by, giving people food that might potentially be contaminated, etc. So and that's not to say that is what is happening at the Cradle of Hope in Krugersdorp, but they've clearly brought in these sort of restrictions to ensure that there's no chance of any kind of contamination at all. Are they not prepared to meet you halfway by trying to put in perhaps some safety controls or safety measures to ensure that there's no contamination whatsoever that takes place, or no risk of infection in terms of the handing over of these sandwiches every day?
Well, I do know that the founder of the organization, who's called Melody van Brakel, is engaging in discussions and has begged for relief, but unfortunately, as we speak, to my knowledge, that hasn't come. But it's not just those kind of things. I've had numerous calls from people who can't eat because they were declined to be given the food parcels because they were foreign nationals. So unfortunately, we have a very convoluted method of distributing food. And basically, people are dying because they don't have food, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. So I'm encouraging people to reach out. So when I go to the bank or to do my groceries, I buy a few extra groceries and I give them to the cardboard. Because let's be honest, they exist on a job that they're making themselves, and people like me and you who park there give them a tip of 2 to 5 rand. Now there's no people parking in the thing. They have no way of possibly earning a living. So if you know that you're parking, get a few goodies and give them to the car guard. It's not illegal, and it really can change someone's lives.
Yes. Mara, is there no kind of permit that the Social Development Department offers at all that will allow any kind of cooked food to be distributed? I'm simply asking because we've spoken to people in other parts of the country who are giving children cooked meals every day, and they seem able to do this without being disrupted by the government.
Well, I think that the Western Cape has allowed the school feeding scheme to carry on, but it is with grace rather than as part of the law, because they feed a million children in that school feeding system. So it is a very difficult, and I think it's very subjective. So the matter hasn't been resolved yet. So let's hope when they make further announcements that they will change what's happened. But at the moment, the police are following the law, to the letter of the law, and that is how it stands.
And they're checking in on you to see that you aren't distributing food at the moment. Is that right?
They did park outside the Cradle of Hope, and the pictures are on the Cradle of Hope's website that were posted by Melody van Brakel, where the police actually waited at the normal time that they gave out the sandwiches. The police came to inspect it. They didn't. But then another bit of good news. The ANC Youth League have also visited her, and they're going to take the matter up. So it's not going unnoticed, but the people are going unfed except for any goodie bags that are given to them with food parcels. So they are in Krugersdorp, and if anybody's got any food parcels they could give, I would urge you to please deliver them to the Cradle of Hope.
Mara Glenny, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon, making us aware of what's happening there. It's important that we keep track of things like that. And the thing about Mara Glenny is she's got a very good heart indeed, and a very soft heart too, I might tell you. Very practical woman in terms of the assistance that she's able to offer people, whether it's people who are suffering abuse and trying to get away from it or heal from it, or as you see, assist other organizations in feeding the hungry. It's a discussion we need to have, because we had this chat with Lucinda Evans on the program a few weeks ago. You remember the community worker who, I should say self-appointed community worker, because she's taken it on herself to do this. She knows that there are children living around the Cape Flats and Lavender Hills and the like. And she's drawing them all to this large field in Lavender Hills to feed them all between 12 and 1 every day. There are 2,000 children that she's feeding there. And how is it possible? It can't be applied so uneven-handedly so that children in the Western Cape can benefit from this, but children in Gauteng can't. This is a national regulation, and either it applies to everyone across the board, or the Gauteng officials need to do something to ensure that the children who are going hungry are fed and are not disadvantaged by the regulations that have been introduced. I'd love to take your calls on that in a while. Give me a shout on 011 883 3-0702.